Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
All right, we're about to start texting with and for Avery because her coworker took blame for something that Avery did and she got fired for it. Now she wants our help to admit it to the boss.
Oh, so she feels guilty.
Maybe. Hey, Avery.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay. All right, so tell us about this whole situation. Did you force your coworker into taking the blame? Did she volunteer to do it? What exactly happened and why is your conscience killing you now?
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't force her. She's my really good friend and coworker. So basically what happened was I screwed up recently. I ended up telling a client that there was a meeting taking place on the wrong date. This happened last week. And I screwed up and I said that it was Monday. This past Monday, but it's actually next Monday. So they showed up and, you know, of course we weren't prepared and everybody was like looking at each other, like who made this mistake. It ended up costing our company quite a bit of money and my coworker jumped in and took the blame for me and she got fired. So
I'm assuming when she did that, she didn't realize that that was going to be the fallout.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. She must have known that she was going to get in a lot of trouble. She told me afterwards that she didn't even, not that she doesn't care about it. I mean, she didn't want to be fired, but she was like, you need this job more than I do. And she just is a really selfless person. And was really supportive, like through the whole thing. And even now is like, don't even worry about it. Just go with it. You know, but I feel really guilty and she's a good friend of mine and I feel like I need to come clean. And I'm hoping that we can both save our jobs. So that's the goal.
All right. Let's go ahead and flesh this out for a second. Okay. So let's say we help you text the boss, right? And we confess here that it was really you and not your friend's fault, on the things that happened that day. And he just decides like, okay, then I'm just going to fire you. And she's already gone. You're going to be all right with that? Because she might not get her job back, and now both of you guys are going to be without a job.
I mean, that definitely crossed my mind, but I feel like I need to do this for her reputation. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
So you're not doing this to save her job or to, like, fall on that sword to get her back. You just want to set the record straight that, listen, this was my screw-up, not hers, and it shouldn't affect her.
Yes. I mean, obviously, I do want to get her job back, but the bigger reason is just so that she can know that the truth is out and that they can know the truth is out and that I can feel not so guilty.
But as a manager, like if you were in this position, an employee came to you and said, hey, FYI, the person you fired, it wasn't their fault, it was mine. Would you hire that person back? Or, I mean, they lied, but they lied for the greater good.
Oh, that's a really super good question. Would I hire them back? I don't know at that point. I don't know. I would need more info on it.
Like if you fired Cassie thinking that she had done something, screwed up royally.
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot.
And you know you own the company, right? You can do whatever you want.
And she totally, wholeheartedly took the blame. And then I come to you and I'm like, no, it wasn't Cassie. It was me.
Right.
Do you hire Cassie back or do you just fire me and say bye to both bitches?
No, I hire Cassie back and keep you both. I'm stuck with you.
But I do think there's something to that, though, because, I mean, people get fired and they get fired for mistakes, especially ones that cost a lot of money. But if the employee is very, very valuable, you sort of are like, okay, you know, there'll be disciplinary action, but you're not fired unless it's the most egregious offense. So I'm not trying to shade your friend at all, but I'm saying if the company wanted to, they probably could have kept her around and just done like unpaid suspension or something like that. And would they hire her back is a very big if, because the chemistry is also going to be off at that point, because she probably feels stabbed in the back by the company.
I'm wondering if when we do end up texting the boss here, if we should not make this about your friend at all. This is just you coming clean about what really happened, and then he makes the decision by himself. You don't make a suggestion one way or the other. You're just clearing your conscience, and you want to be honest.
Does your friend and former colleague know you're doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
Has she got another job yet?
No.
Okay.
She supports you going through with doing it, or she's kind of tried to stop you?
No, she's okay with it. I mean, I don't think she has any hope that she's getting her job back, but I have more hope, and I'm going to really, I want to try to fight for that for her.
Well, I know you want to fight for it, but I agree with Bert. I think at this point, you're just going into this trying to, like, clear her name and take ownership and accountability. I don't think you need to be like, yo, by the way, you need to hire her back.
Right.
Yeah.
Bosses tend to not like to be told what to do.
And as Cassie said, you don't know, like, exactly what his thinking is. Maybe you and she interpret her as more important to the company than the boss did. Because like Cassie said, if she was really, really great, they probably just would have said, don't you do that again. But you got to keep making money for us. So when we come back here, Avery, give us a couple of seconds and we'll try to craft a text to you, your boss, and then you can direct us any way you want, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
All right, we will continue texting to you coming up next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, so we're about to start texting for Avery. Avery ended up in a very weird situation with her best friend and coworker.
Yeah, so there was a screw-up at the office. It was Avery's fault. A client was scheduled to come in, but they got scheduled on the wrong day. They came in a week early, and the company was not prepared for whatever pitch or whatever meeting this was with the client. Company lost out on a lot of money, and before Avery could take the blame, Avery's coworker, friend, colleague jumped in and said it was her fault, and they subsequently fired her. And she's been without a job for a week now. This has obviously been weighing on Avery's mind and heart, and she wants to come clean to the boss, take ownership and accountability for her mistake in the hopes that they will hire her friend and former coworker back.
Okay, so our suggestion to you, Avery, and we can do this any way you want. Our suggestion was, hey, let's go ahead. If we're going to text the boss and not do this face-to-face, if we're going to text the boss, let's just take responsibility for what happened and don't make any kind of suggestion on what he should do with your friend, hiring her back, keep her fired, nothing. You're just doing this strictly because it's the right thing to do. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, where are we going to go?
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
This should be a face-to-face conversation.
Why are you doing it?
I just covered that.
I was almost wondering if we should go a step farther and make it a little bit more formal and do an email tutor. Most people don't text their bosses, do they? I know we do because we have a more casual work environment, but are most people like hitting them up?
That's a good point.
I go with a text.
Normally text your boss?
Yeah, we are on a group text, and I also, you know, text him individually.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh, God.
It should be a phone call, so it's not in writing.
Phone call tutor?
This isn't phone tutor. We can't do that.
Three-way call tutor.
No. Let's all do a Zoom meeting. You, do a Zoom with your boss, and then we will all join.
There you go.
And be like, hi, this is the Burt Show on behalf of Avery. She would like to tell you something, and we'll just be there in the background for moral support. I'll even change my picture to that little potato. You know, the little Zoom potato.
Can I be the hang in there, baby kitty?
Yes, exactly.
All right, we've established this is not the best way to do it.
Okay.
But we will do it anyway. So when you and your boss are texting each other, how do you normally text with them?
Hey, what did you call us again?
Sugar Bear?
No.
Sweet Pie.
Slooty Patootie.
Hey, Slooty Patootie.
Salutation, Slooty Patootie, I think is more formal.
In case you missed it, Bert was walking out of the studio. Cassie and I were left in here. And as the door's closing, he's like, see you later, Slooty Patooties.
It's a really cute way to call somebody a slut.
Yeah. It is. All right, Avery, we're back to you.
Okay. How would you normally just say hi to him in the morning? I think you can handle this one.
Good morning, Steve.
His name is Rob. Yeah, I guess I would just say, good morning, Rob. Then what do I say?
Okay. Do we say, this has been weighing on me? Or do we say, I should have said something sooner, I know, but I need to come clean about something? Because I think you need to acknowledge the fact that you've been sitting on this for a week.
Can't you say both? Okay. That this has been weighing on me, and I know I should have said something sooner,
yes.
But...
this has been weighing on me, and I know I should have said something sooner, but I need to come clean about something.
Okay.
That's a good tease.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to add?
And then watch him reply back, I've always felt the same way about you too. What?
So glad one of us finally said something. The sexual tension was unbearable.
I've been wanting to jump your boat for years.
On the bright side, he might let her keep her job. Yeah? That's how he really feels.
And then when he's obviously going to be intrigued and he's going to say, what's that? You say, I stole $750,000 from the company.
You don't put that in writing.
And then when he says, oh, my God, that's outrageous. You're fired. You go, nah, that's not it at all.
I just screwed up that meeting.
Right. He's going to go, oh, everything's great. I'll hire your friend back.
Let's all go out to lunch today at Hooters. We're going to Hooters.
What a hoot. Everybody gets a promotion.
No, Avery, don't do that.
He wrote back. He says, good morning. What is the issue?
Oh, yeah, he's got you a text back quick.
He's very, very, ooh. Yeah, straight to the point.
Very Rob thing to say.
Throw a little joke in there. I robbed the company of an employee.
The issue is, and then
I have these feelings for you that I've been holding in for so long.
The issue is, and then put your friend's name. The issue is blank didn't screw up the meeting with blank client. I did.
Okay.
And then after that put, I need to clear her name and take accountability for my actions. Again, I'm sorry I didn't say something sooner.
We can get together for a date if it makes you feel better, Rob.
And now is a good time to send him a nude.
No.
Send him a nude.
Just like a singular.
Okay, her job is on the line here.
I would never survive in corporate America.
Never.
How about just one area of skin?
Just one areola.
Putting together an entire body with each text.
That's my game. Is it a pepperoni or an areola?
Avery.
Hot dogs or legs?
Avery, I know a lot is on the line for you, but apparently not for us.
I was going to say, guys, like, he's waiting for my text back. Okay. I know I love the jokes, but I'm getting a little nervous.
Okay, I'm sorry, Avery. You're all good. Okay, please read back what you have.
It says, the issue is Sarah didn't screw up the meeting with Taylor. I did. I need to clear her name and take accountability for my actions. I'm sorry I didn't say something sooner.
And I think you also can put, and I'm also going to HR for your inappropriate actions towards me. That'll freak them out.
Oh, boy.
We both She's know what you We right both now. Know what uh-huh. you did, dot, dot, dot.
Trying to make you feel better about losing your job with levity.
Thank you. It's nice to be able to laugh.
Is it?
Uh-oh. Oh, dots. I got dots.
Okay.
Dots. Dots, dots, dots.
No, we need Darth Vader. Dots,
dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots.
Throw up. I'm so nervous. I just have no idea how he's going to take this. Ugh.
Badly is a good prediction.
That'd be
right,
my
Abby's
guess.
Abby's going with badly. Mo, what emotion or adjective are you going to throw out there?
Horribly came to mind.
Horribly? Yeah. Cassie?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Pissed, Bert?
I think it's going to be a plot twist. I think he puts their names on the company, gives them a promotion. Everybody makes more money.
An episode of Suits. Like,
you're right. He's going to be so impressed with your honesty and for coming clean that he's going to give you a raise.
Yep.
Not only that. Integrity is lost today.
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
He resigns and then recommends you for his position. He's so impressed with you.
Oh my gosh, the dot stopped. Okay. He said, this is a disappointment. What are you hoping to accomplish with this confession?
I would be honest and say I just want to clear coworker's name and reputation.
How about, I want to clear, what was her name again, Sarah?
Yeah.
I want to clear Sarah's name and my conscience. I felt it was bad. You deserve to know the truth.
Mm. Okay.
I would leave out my conscience part. Yeah. Even though it's true, it feels self-serving.
Got it.
I want to clear Sarah's name and reputation, and you deserve to know the truth.
There you go.
Okay. Got it.
And now you can send the boo pic.
pick a good one. pick your good side.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, I like my, this is so weird. I like my right one because it's smaller.
Really? I like my right one because it's bigger.
Really?
I like my right one because it's smaller too.
Wait. Guys, should I hit send?
Yes.
Sorry. Not to the boo pic, though.
Where are their words?
Oh, bless your little heart.
My left one kind of sags, so it kind of looks like...
Wait. It looks like what again?
It looks like...
Yes. Okay. I hate to break up the boob talk, you guys. Keep her back. Can I read it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By all means.
What are you waiting on? We're just waiting on you.
I don't know. I'm just, okay. He said, good to know, this leaves me in a difficult spot.
Not my problem.
So I just like,
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Not my problem, boss. Have a good day.
All right, read back exactly what he said again.
He said, good to know, this leaves me in a difficult spot.
And I'm very sorry for putting you in that position.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a boob to make you feel better.
Here's my best boob.
Here's my good boob. Here's my right boob.
Do you guys have one testicle that's larger than the other?
One that hangs. All dudes, I think, have one that hangs down a little
bit.
Do we
really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
How would you know? How would you know that?
Do you not look in the mirror?
At my testicles?
Yeah. Well, they've been attached to you for 30-something years, bro.
I've never, like, put a mirror down in and inspected the area.
Well, ask your lady.
Yeah.
I'll ask her. I'm sure
she's
knows.
Like, I'm not looking at him either.
What's funny is,
I know my husband's is, but I can't think off the top of my head which one it is. But
you
I know there's one that's a little like.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked and seen like that one nard is hanging down
more than in my life.
Come on.
He's just
man.
Very
I
symmetrical.
Promise. Nah, I just never thought to do it. I don't really look at myself naked.
Did you ever think when you took this job, this would be a line of questioning?
Hell no.
No. He goes, I wouldn't have taken it.
Yeah, I was like, would you have taken this job?
Yeah, I've never done it.
Ava, are you still with us?
I wouldn't be. He wrote back. He says, I'll have to discuss this with you this afternoon. Come see me.
Oh.
Okay.
Just right. I quit.
No, stop.
Right. Smile. You're on candid camera.
Impractical jokesters. They're shooting this right now.
Season 12.
Y'all couldn't do anything more current. Like, I don't know, Ashton Kutcher's going to show up at the office later today.
You're right.
Okay, so look, you opened up the door for him. I mean, I think he's handling it like a boss should. This should be a face-to-face.
Respond back and say, will do. You will come to his office whenever.
No, respond back. No, thanks.
Yeah. I decline.
Good.
Not interested.
Sorry, I'm busy. And don't be surprised if you walk into that room and there's HR with you there also, which means you're getting fired.
Well, he has to, I feel like. The boss has a decision. He's either going to just be like, all right, this. But if you're doing it to clear her name, that's where it's really difficult. Because now to clear your friend's name, he's got to tell HR and tell people, which means he's put in the position of probably going to have to let you go. Yep.
Okay. So do you think I should say, you know, when we're face to face, like I basically try to say that she jumped in and like offered up the information before I knew what she was doing. So that kind of clears my name, right? Like she just volunteered to take the blame.
I think at this point you're just 100% honest with him in that room. I just tell him exactly what happened. Let him make his boss decision. Your goal here was to be honest with him. So you have been that. Go in there. Mm-hmm. Don't hold anything back. And then let him decide. I mean, you've already got the ball rolling, so you can't really clearly it's the left ball and not the right ball. You've already got it rolling, so just be honest with him at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. When in doubt, just slash a boob. You'll be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Not if HR's in there, though.
Then let us know Monday how it went, okay? We'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Hey, good luck today.
Good job. Proud of you for doing the right thing.
Thanks, everyone.
Keep your chin up and your boobs down.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.